Good evening. I'm Marilyn and today is September 3rd, 2019. Thank you for being here. This is a meditation using the Star of David to protect our energy field and it has been adapted from a lecture in 2019. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of us. This light will enable us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. This light will help us to utilize in a higher light all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. Let us recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg, and we ask Giuliano to send a meager light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Omega light. Feel the Omega light reformulating your aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. As it comes into that shape, it will build a great energy boost into each of us. You will feel a new vibratory thrust in your spirit and your physical body as you connect with this fifth dimensional light. We will go into silence now as you work on receiving this light. Please visualize the image of the cosmic egg. The aura in its ultimate shape, or most beneficial shape, is the shape of an egg. There are meridian lines which are both vertical and horizontal on the surface of the cosmic egg. These lines provide strength. They go into the cosmic egg. The aura could be filled with what is called the Pung energy. This is a special etheric and internal energy which has great resilience in helping you protect your energy field. The aura has a certain maximum distance away from the physical body. The further and expanded it is from the body, then the more potential for protection from intrusions is possible. For example, if the aura is only able to expand 1 inch away from the body and there is an intrusion, then there is not much space for protection and the intrusion could potentially reach the physical body. But if the aura is 8 or 9 inches away, then there could be enough resiliency, or pung, in the aura, which would enable you to resist intrusions. We can say that with an expanded aura, you would have some extra room in your aura so that the energy will not touch you physically. Now we will do some preparatory work. See a dark line around it. There are no holes in the aura, and there are no attachments. The aura is filled with blue energy and blue light. The The Star of David consists of intersecting triangles with 6 points. We call it the six-pointed star. It is a galactic symbol and gives strength to each meridian of the aura. It has a special meaning related to divine power and protection in the Kabbalah and in Hebrew. And as a galactic energy, it signifies the intersection of the third and fifth dimensions. This will give you the most powerful energy protection and activation and increase your ability to block harmful energy coming into you by at least 10, 20, 30 times, or even up to 100 times. By placing the Star of David over your crown chakra, you will have a shielding power that is far beyond what you would normally be able to use. Visualize the Star of David placed horizontally above your crown chakra in the cosmic egg. Now hold the intention to activate the two intersecting triangles, which represent the intersection of the third and the fifth dimensions in you. Maintain this image in your visualization. It will then radiate a protective electromagnetic shield through all the meridians and through all of your cosmic egg. It is sending a healing electromagnetic vibrational current throughout your whole outer aura. The electromagnetic current is an interactive current with the third and fifth dimensions. It is not like a normal energy current. We could call it a quantum energy current, and even though it might be a very low wattage, it has intense powers. Think about this for a moment. What better way to neutralize any type of electric magnetic force coming to you than using a counter-quantum healing current in your energy field? The healing current that is created by the Star of David around your aura is of the right frequency, the right vibration, the right resonance to block most of the harmful electromagnetic energy field that comes to you. The current and the energy created by the Star of David help you to assimilate the forces coming to you. Sometimes it cannot totally block it, because totally blocking it may require a different energy. And in some cases, it may require a stronger energy than you would be able to hold. We can use the example of the electric meter on your house. You are sleeping and that meter is transmitting energy waves, and after a while, your force field may break down. In fact, it is true. When you are sleeping, your force field does become more vulnerable. But the Star of David over your crown chakra and above your cosmic egg creates this beautiful protective current which assimilates resonates and integrates any exterior current, any exterior force, so that it becomes harmless inside your system. That harmful energy that is sent to your aura can then be discharged at a later time. Discharging is another important aspect of this aura protection work. In the technique of assimilation, you can hold on to the energy in your outer aura, but at a later time, you do want to discharge it. This means that you can hold on to a certain frequency or a certain amount of energy that is aberrant or not especially healthy to your system, and then later you can discharge it, which will be explained later. Now, let us do the exercise so that we are practicing the Star of David technique with the cosmic egg. First, we will do a clearing of all energy. Take three deep breaths. Command your aura to go into the shape of the cosmic egg. Expand your aura so that it is now expanded 8 inches from your body. See 12 vertical lines coming down the aura from top to bottom. And see and also visualize 12 horizontal lines going around your aura, around your body. Now visualize the Star of David coming down horizontally and resting on top of your crown chakra. As that Star of David comes into contact with your crown chakra above your aura, feel that there is an immediate electromagnetic charge through your whole aura. It is a balanced charge. And it is a very pleasant charge. It is a healing charge. It brings and assimilates all of the energies into a new harmony and balance. Let us go into meditation now as you experience the Star of David charging your aura. We will go into silence. Visualize this charge going through all of the 12 lines and meridians, the 12 that are vertical and the 12 that are horizontal. As these vertical and horizontal lines are charged, the charge field expands around the whole aura. And now, with the lines established, you can make sure all the quadrants of the aura are now carrying this charge. And with this completed, you are now totally protected. Remember, there are the charges of the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies. Just now we have done the general, united charging of all four bodies in a normal situation. And with this exercise, your energy field will be able to assimilate external electromagnetic energies in your outer aura and outside of your body on these quadrants. Now it is necessary to release all of the unwanted energy because you carry a lot of unwanted energy. Some of this unwanted electromagnetic energy is stored on your aura without your knowledge. For the release, visualize the Star of David rising 2 meters above your head. As it is rising, it is emitting this beautiful white light. This is a healing purification light, and this light can act like an etheric shower above your aura. Now the white light from the Star of David, 2 meters above your head, washes and cleanses your energy field of any unwanted energy. It would be like taking a shower and getting dirt off your body. Only now you're taking off this unwanted energy. Remember, you can hold on to negative electromagnetic energy or the unwanted energy, but now you want to release it. Visualize again the cleansing white light from the Star of David, 2 meters above your crown chakra, washing yourself. Now the electromagnetic energy is disappearing. We can say it is going into the ground below because the earth can absorb it. Let us go into silence again as you visualize this process. At this time, we humans are polarized by our emotions. So let us just do a separate exercise for the emotional body. The emotional body, like all the other three bodies, has an etheric representation of itself within your aura. Now I want you to separate out the emotional body and see and visualize the emotional body in the shape of yourself. Now, as you start this exercise, your emotional body is separated from the other four bodies. Now to the cosmic egg exercise around the emotional body. The emotional body carries a high electromagnetic charge. There are positive emotions and negative emotions. And no matter how hard you try, you'll have a lot of emotional reactions. You cannot be on this planet now without having some strong emotional reaction. Place the Star of David above the crown chakra of the aura of the emotional body. Visualize 12 lines vertically and 12 lines horizontally on your cosmic egg. Now send an electrical charge through these lines in order to protect your emotional body. The Star of David is placed right on the crown chakra, and the charge travels through all these meridian lines we set up in the emotional body so that you have a protective energy. Now raise the Star of David to a position 2 meters above your emotional body's cosmic egg, and then experience this great stream of cleansing light that is washing down over your aura, helping you to discharge all of the charged, polarized, and unwanted energy that you picked up in your emotional body. Feel that cleansing now. Your emotional body is now balanced, and the unwanted negative energy is cleaned and is washed away. Let the emotional body re-emerge back with the other 3 bodies, and you are now in this unity, again in one unit. You can do this exercise for all the separate 4 bodies for more in-depth work on yourself. Be aware of your increased energy. Be present. Thank you for participating in this exceptional work.